from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
On the way, but right now, let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
All right, Mike. First and foremost, Kirby Smart. We were talking about this with Tua Tagovailoa earlier, and maybe some people got offended. Get over it. I think he's soft. In his response to what Brian Flores did or said to him a few years back, he's not his coach anymore. But Kirby Smart saying about his football team, Mike, quote, "We've got good mental toughness. We're in a good spot in terms of physicality, but they've grinded and we've got a long way to go. We're not where we need to be by any means." But here's the deal. Is there any question that Kirby's teams, now that we know what they are not going to be tough and not going to be physical?
That's our calling card. I mean, that's what it was so surprising about, seeing them not really have a better plan for Jalen Milroe in that SEC championship game, right? Last December.
That's correct.
You know, but that aside, they've got some bangers. They got dudes. They have some injuries, though. I know I heard the dog report with Brandon Adams earlier today with Andy Randy. And, you know, I just think the center of the offensive line, the fact you've got some guys out of position potentially with the injuries that they've had to deal with, is a bit concerning. But they feel they've got depth in the next man up. But Clemson, I just think, you said it the other day, I just think people are underestimating Clemson's defense.
I do too.
And the lack of veteran leadership on that defense.
I totally agree.
They have it. I'm saying people think that's a lack. No, they got guys who've been around.
If this is a close game, and again, the dogs are what, my 2-touchdown favorite right now?
Correct.
Okay. If it is a close game, it's going to be because Clemson's defense keeps them in the game. It's not going to be because Clemson is scoring a bunch of points and they're keeping up with the dogs. It's going to be a lower scoring game than what we suspected it to be. But as far as, you know, the progress that's being made, and this gets back to the 2 scrimmages. They've had 2 scrimmages now, and Kirby Smart says, "I saw things I needed to see in terms of tackling, playing better without the coaches on the field and guys being in guys' ears." But he says, "We still have a long way to go." So they've had, you know, Mike, those scrimmages. You're getting a feel for your football team. I think Kirby likes what he sees. You know, again, there's a lot of talent on the field. But at the end of the day, this still gets back to, you know, who's going to challenge him? And are they going to be able to overcome those moments, Mike, where it gets tight, right? And I just read something today. I don't even know where it was, but I saw something where they were like, Carson Beck is not considered, because this is going to be, believe it or not, we're a long way from the draft, but this is going to be a good draft for defensive backs, okay? Right. Edge rushers, believe it or not, coming out in this draft, unlike last year. And then they were talking about the quarterbacks. And, of course, Carson Beck is the top of the list. But he's not considered right now, Mike, going into the spring draft. Now, this is all change, but not the number one overall pick. And they were just saying, if he has the kind of year at Georgia we expect, he will be.
Yeah, I mean, if he's invited to New York for the Heisman, you know, then he's certainly going to be in that mix. You know, you've got weapons. You don't have Rara. We already covered that. But, you know, Dylan Bell, Dominic Lovett, those are the guys who are supposed to pop. We've talked a lot about those guys. The running backs, I can't imagine Trevor Etienne not playing because he had his case adjudicated. I know there was a lot of, you know, sort of hemming and hawing over some of the off-the-field stuff with guys getting behind the wheel and making bad decisions. But I don't see Kirby not starting him against Clemson. Do you?
No, I do not. I do not.
And then they got depth at running back, but I think Trevor's going to be the bell cow. They've got a lot of young guys at corner that are certainly going to shine. Look, it just the only thing we've been keep coming back to is, who's that next big space grabber in the middle of the defense, and do they have that on the roster? Is he going to show himself out? Is he a younger guy? I don't know. We know Smile Mundon. We've talked about all their names. Malachi Starks. There's leadership on both sides, but are they going to have that lights out defense? That's what you keep asking, right? That's the question, because everybody they're going to play can score. Everybody on the schedule they're playing can score.
No, and you got to keep these scores down or at least get off the field with turnovers and that sort of thing for the Dogs, and they've done a good job of that. Meanwhile, I do want to bring this up because Kalen DeBoer, Alabama, and you know they're on the Dogs schedule at the end of September. Dogs go to Alabama, go to Tuscaloosa. Mike, they were talking about the fact that he really didn't have any ties at Alabama, unlike a lot of coaches who've worked for guys. Mm-hmm. And then, hey, we know a guy, and he comes in, and there is some kind of connection. He didn't work for Saban. We looked at Steve Spurrier and Solage and all these guys in Nebraska that worked for Tom Osborne, or, you know, Zook worked for Spurrier. There's none right. of that. And so he really came in as literally an outsider. And it's interesting only because I think Greg Byrne, the AD, isn't this a smart move? Because so many times we say, oh, we need to get a guy that knows, you know, coaching and is connected, and it doesn't work.
Well, you've always had the coach in waiting. Remember, Muschamp was a yes. coach in waiting, and Kirby was technically was a coach in waiting in Alabama before it cut loose. It's completely out of the you know, left field by Alabama, but it's not like Harsin when he went to Auburn. That was one that was – because Auburn, you know the Auburn story. Half the alums never on the same page to begin with. But DeBoer's resume was rock solid. He's had success. You just saw him, you know, in the national semifinal or in the championship game. And it was a bold move, and they didn't waste any time. And the fact that, look, there is still a degree of continuity. Saban still has an office there. Saban is still around. You know, I know he's doing TV with ESPN. I mean, obviously, he's got a relationship of some sort with DeBoer. He's not just going to sit there and watch. You think Saban wants to watch this thing just die on the vine?
No, no.
After he leaves? No way.
No, I agree. There's so many connections, though, when you start talking about football. Ray Perkins with Bear Bryant. I mean, there's just Barry Switzer, Gary Gibbs. There's always seemingly this tie, and there's really not with the Alabama situation now. Hey, one other thing I want to mention, Mike, and this is Mike Gundy. He's at Oklahoma State. He has come out publicly and basically said, told his players, stop asking for money. And I'm wondering how many other places this is going on at, where guys have signed, you got your NIL deal, and you're still talking about money. Listen to Mike Gundy at Oklahoma State talk about, I've told my guys, we've moved on.
You know, the business side of what we do now is we have to have those conversations with them. You know, tell your agent to quit calling us and asking for more money. It's non-negotiable now. Get them to start again in December. So now we're able to direct ourselves just at football, and that part is fun.
Now, it just, if you and I had this conversation 5 or 6 years ago, that no way. This would be something that a college Division I coach would be talking about. You know, look, enough. Enough of the money. By the way, how Bush League is it? Oklahoma State's going to have QR codes on the back of the players' helmets. So you can pause the action on TV and then go send some loot to your favorite. Which, again, it's another sign of like the world falling off its axis. You know, Gundy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.